This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. North America, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A summit by the leaders of those three republics. And I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently his column about this summit and its ambitions and its achievements. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Called the Three Amigos Summit to refer to a late 20th century Hollywood movie. I saw the trailer of the movie, and it was a comedy. In no way in your presentation was there a comic element in this meeting. What were the driving concerns of the leaders of North America? Good evening to you, Cliff.
Good evening to you. Well, they produced what they called the Declaration of North America, the DNA. That could be confused with something else, I suppose. And it had six pillars. And of course, topping the list, could you guess, were diversity, equity, inclusion. And then, of course, what second? Well, climate change and the environment. Well, of course. And then there was competitiveness and health and regional security. The only pillar about which there was anything that you could possibly call news was the fourth pillar, and that was called migration and development. What disturbed me particularly and really made me decide I had to write a column about this is that if you were getting your news on this Three Amigos summit from, say, the New York Times or the many publications and media outlets that follow the New York Times, you would be led to believe that President Biden announced, and I'm going to quote here, a major crackdown on illegal border crossings. But the fact of the matter, he did no such thing. And that was absolutely clear if you listen to what he said, because what he said was that he was in favor of migration. What he said was that that he wanted to make it easier for people to come into the U.S. He said very clearly that he was calling, and this is in the DNA, calling for expanding and promoting regular pathways for migration and protection. And that he wanted to make it easier for people to get in. So we can talk more just directly about what rules he changed and didn't. But it's the New York Times was absolutely misrepresenting what happened there. This is no crackdown on the illegal migration. And we've had an illegal migration under Biden's watch, roughly equivalent to the entire population of Finland.
What I know about the border, it features especially the threat of the border having to do with human trafficking and with drugs move and weapons moving back and forth. Did the president speak to any of those concerns to your knowledge, Cliff?
No, the answer is no. And most of the media also didn't talk about any of what I would call national security concerns on the border, of which there are many. No mention that, a friend of yours and mine, Andy McCarthy, who's with the National Review Institute, National Review Magazine, I thought he stated this very clearly. He said a nation is a nation only if it has internationally recognized territory over which it exercises dominion and control. And one of Biden's jobs, which he swore on an oath to perform faithfully in a manner consistent with the Constitution, is to defend the border. And he is violating the oath. And he's exploiting the power of the presidency on behalf of non-Americans to strip the United States of sovereignty. So that's a national security risk. Now, that, as you say, something like 20,000 tons, I think, of fentanyl have come into the country over that border. We have what they call coyotes, which are smugglers bringing people in for money. Some of these people are raped. They're exploited in other ways. They're forced to be mules to carry in these drugs like fentanyl. And fentanyl is a very dangerous drug. It's killing more people from the ages of 18 to 45 than just about anything else. And of course, then the other thing is if you're the People's Republic of China, if you're the Islamic Republic of Iran, and you want to seed some terrorist cells into the U.S., well, that's one pretty easy way to do it, especially since we know that Maduro in Venezuela is very happy to give false passports to Iranian agents or Chinese agents or whatever he's asked to do, he will do. So we have no border security there at all. Meanwhile, There are claims from the administration, from Homeland Security, from Mayorkas, the secretary, that, oh, no, it's a closed border. No, it's secure. No, we're working very hard on this. And that's simply not the case.
I want to reason from the Washington point of view, Cliff. You've covered the story of policy for many decades. And we can assume the motives of the gangsters make money. We can assume the motive of the immigrants in many instances is remittances back home or an escape from generational poverty. But the motive of the Washington policymakers, especially because these first 2 years, the Democrats were in charge of policy, the White House, the House, the Senate. What is the thinking in the Democratic Party or in the progressive part of the Democratic Party for as many migrants, immigrants as possible, even taking the risks of the drugs and the human trafficking and the exploitation? How does the Democratic Party gain from someone who arrives in this country without any pathway to voting?
Well, three things, although let me get to the pathway to voting, because I think there is a route to that. But I think, first of all, Biden, he has presented himself as the anti-Trump, and Trump took the border and border security very seriously. He wanted to build a wall. He had a stay in Mexico program. He didn't solve the problem, but he was very keen to address border security. So I think Biden decided, well, then since I'm not that, I'm going to do just the opposite. And through executive orders and changes of policy and changing of direction of what border agents can and should do, he's done just the opposite. And partly that's just anti-Trumpism. But it's a second plausible reason. Globalists, those I would call globalists and radical globalists, are an influential cohort within Biden's Democratic base. And they believe, as a matter of ideology, that migrants, that's what they like to call them, not immigrants. I don't know why they're coming in. They're not going back out again when the dry season comes. That migrants have a right, an inalienable right, to settle in the United States. I mean, why should we live here and they should not? Why should we, just because we're American citizens, get to say who comes here and who doesn't? And that's why Biden kind of echoed them by saying, and I quote, "We're trying to make it easier for people to get here." I think that they see that they are changing the demographics of the U.S. over time, and that's useful. As for voting, well, there's something called the non-citizen suffrage movement. Now, what does that mean? Suffrage sounds good because suffrage is women get to vote. They deserve to. And eventually they had a movement and they did. Non-citizen suffrage is the same thing. If they live here, they should vote. And in fact, in more than a dozen municipalities in the U.S., non-citizens do have the right to vote in some or all local elections. They can't yet vote in federal elections, including in Washington, D.C. A bill was recently passed saying that non-citizens in Washington, D.C., legal or illegal, should get to vote in local elections. So I think that's all part of it. You know, we have this idea that in democratic societies, the citizens choose their leaders, but the globalists kind of prefer that leaders get to choose their citizens.
So what we're looking at then in our final 30 seconds is a policy that the Biden administration has chosen, and they're executing the policy. Not an accident, not an indifference, not ignorance, but this is the ambition. Is that correct?
I think that's correct. And I think what's interesting and disingenuous is that President Biden doesn't want to say that clearly, although he kind of did. But even when he says it clearly, we're trying to make it easier for people to come, his defenders in the major media say, oh, that's not what he's saying. He's doing the best to control the border. He's trying to do it in a humanitarian way. It's very hard to do, but they're working on it day and night. Kamala Harris has been she's looking for the root causes of this. And if she can find the root causes, well, we'll address the root causes. So, yes, I think the policy right now of this White House is to keep the border open and let millions of people come in, legal or illegal. And if fentanyl comes in and terrorists come in, well, that's just the price you have to pay.
Cliff May of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.